when we're live and local with you here on AM 870 The Answer. We are joined by Jason Page, singer of the iconic Pokemon theme tune and many, many, many other things. Jason, how are you this fine, fine evening?
I'm great, Timothy. Glad to be on.
Yeah, really, really glad to be on. Now, when you say Pokemon theme tune, there are people of various age groups who remember that very fondly. I remember it through my children having watched it. It was a really, really, really big hit. But you've done so, so much on stage with Michael Jackson, touring with Blood, Sweat, and Tears. You've guested, you've backup sung and co-sung on so many great tracks. Can you tell me what it's like to be a singer who's been involved in so many different types of projects over the years? You've had such a breadth of experience that a lot of kind of traditional pop singers or genre singers wouldn't have had.
Yeah, I think, thank you, great question. The diversity is value. I think in today's world, we need to have a diverse range of talents and perspectives in order to really expand and fend for ourselves, actually, right, and find other opportunities. And not only do we find these opportunities, but we grow through these diverse sort of perspectives. I think this applies across the board, from art to music to politics to sexuality to everything. I think if we have a little bit of everything, we get better. We expand. We are like Pokemon.
Exactly.
Going into our own unique individuality, as each Pokemon does.
Now, I have to ask you, the whole Pokemon Go thing that brought the world to a halt about a year and a half ago, did that cause, like, a massive nostalgia resurge for you? Was that like a big peak in the Pokemon experience for you?
Absolutely. When it first came out, I hadn't really associated myself with it. I wasn't the face of it. I hadn't. My friends knew I sang the song, and anybody that was into it that found out through word of mouth,
right,
or really hunting me down, was very excited. But Pokemon Go spiked this song on Spotify and iTunes and all kinds of places, and the media wanted to know, who was this guy that we've been listening to for 20 years that we have never seen? And it was an opportunity for me to reveal myself visually at the face of this song, and then lead people to the various other things that I do, the theater that I'm a part of, and then my own original works and other notable commercials, jingles, background sessions, and things like that.
And you work so hard. I have to admit, even though this theme tune, and I hope you don't take this the wrong way, was etched into my skull by the number of times
my
children watched it. It was actually a Billboard number one song. And for many, many years, the most, what was it, most viewed or downloaded song on YouTube?
Most viewed, there was two kids in their bedroom lip-syncing to the Pokemon theme song.
Right.
Was the most watched video on YouTube, pretty much up until the point where Google bought YouTube, because they just couldn't.
Then they shut it down. They can't let that.
Basically, my voice blew up YouTube and towards Google to pay them $5 billion
just to take it down.
Wow!
Of course, none of that money went to me.
No,
but, the happiness that it caused generations of people is still attributed.
Now, so much of creative arts is exactly that. You've created the art and you get none of the profit. But you've done so many great other things. And one of the things that you've done, I think pretty consistently through your career, is musical theater, live theater, and that. And now you're here in Southern California. You're at the Atwater Village Theater. You're doing a great, great play, which I love these kind of pithy elevator descriptions of projects, what people are doing. So you're basically doing a funny King Lear. Does that get most of the way there, or at least some of the way there?
We're doing a brilliant adaptation, which is a play within a play within a play.
Ooh.
It's two people auditioning people for the writing of King Lear that is going to be somewhat historically accurate, that King Lear, King James and Shakespeare lived at the same time. King James uses Shakespeare to punch up the Bible and in turn, gets involved meddling with the writing of King Lear for Shakespeare. And it's a madcap musical, brilliantly written. There's three jokes in every line. There's references to modern-day politics. It's all of the exposition that Shakespeare normally has, but without beating you on the head with it, because it's so funny and charming and
right.
And fast-paced, madcap, written by this guy, Ron West, who is also starring in it and directed. He's an original Second City guy, and he kills it. It's amazing what this
wow.
man has done.
And the name of the play.
Shakespeare, preserving the integrity of Shakespeare.
Of course.
Making
respectful.
Really funny.
Classy. It's a classy
clearly.
Play. And the name of the play is, wait for it, Delirious. I love it. Uh-huh. I love it. So
King
what?
Lear goes delirious. Ron West, too, goes delirious.
Boom.
And performance that he gives of King Lear, which is fabulous, at openfist.org for tickets. Openfist is one of these things that it's a theater company where the members pay to produce their own works.
Ooh.
So there's no meddling from outside sources on the material.
Right. There's no funding and no meddling.
Art that is a little bit more impactful and personal and important, I think. Right after King Lear, we're doing the Beatles Gospel Nativity.
Oh, wow.
Which is the Beatles music rearranged with a choir to tell the nativity story.
I'm liking these productions.
It's not even religious. It's just fun and amazing to hear the Beatles reorganize.
Because I remember seeing King Lear. This is way back in like the sepia tone colors of my youth. It's quite heavy. It's quite thick soup. The original Shakespeare
play. Oh, it's a laugh a minute. It's a rollicking romp.
I don't remember it that way.
It's unbelievable. Shakespeare is brilliant, and to be able to make his work digestible and extract the kernels of truth that still exist today about our politic, about our bowing to the ruling class, and about our inability to really care for the homeless.
and the fact that two out of three daughters aren't worth having. Right?
James says, I don't want to, as he's talking to Shakespeare, he doesn't want to insinuate that the state can't take care of the homeless. It's just amazing.
I want to thank you so much, Jason Page. We know and love you for the rest of our lives for the great, great theme tune you sung for Pokemon. But you're doing so many great things like this phenomenal play, Delirious. Thank you so much for being part of the bigger picture.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me on. Hope to see you guys at the show. OpenFist.org.